In what could be a test case for its authority, Afghanistan's government is signaling it is prepared to use military force to control warlord Pasha Khan Zadran. President Hamid Karzai is struggling to exert control over the provinces, and for months Pasha Khan has defied Kabul's rule. Khan says he is the rightful governor of three southeastern Afghan provinces, areas where U.S. special forces are still going after al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. Khan was once considered an ally, but now even the U.S. military seems to have lost patience with him. NPR's Eric Westervelt has the story from Paktia province.
Pasha Khan's rural compound outside Gardez seems as defiant as the warlord himself. Ruined by Soviet airstrikes in the 80s, some of the mud brick walls still stubbornly stand, serving as makeshift shelter for his young soldiers. 20 yards from the shade of a walnut tree where he holds court, Pasha Khan proudly shows off some of his rockets, mortars, and anti-aircraft guns. These are the missiles I used to attack Gardez, Khan says, lifting up a UN refugee tarp, which he uses to keep the blowing sand off his Chinese-made rockets. I also use these rockets to attack al-Qaeda, he says, and I'm ready to use them again to defend myself if I need to. In nearby fields, marijuana plants sway in the dusty breeze. Asked if he sells drugs to support his weapons habit, Khan is dismissive. Those are villagers' crops. We don't have anything to do with them, he says. We're busy, professional soldiers. Pasha Khan still doesn't recognize the Kabul-appointed governors of Paktia, Host, and Paktika provinces. They're illegal, he scoffs. Karzai appointed me governor, and the people here want me to rule, he adds with a toothy half-smile. Khan was appointed governor of Paktia during the interim administration, but local tribes pushed him out, and he wasn't reappointed during June's Loya Jirga or Grand Assembly. Now Khan calls the Loya Jirga a sham and President Karzai a puppet of the Tajik-dominated Northern Alliance, which seized Kabul after U.S. airstrikes forced the Taliban from power. Karzai's a loudspeaker for the Northern Alliance, the Pashtun warlord says, of his fellow Pashtun. The Tajiks speak and it comes out of Karzai's mouth. For months, Pasha Khan was only a minor distraction for Karzai, a B-grade warlord with A-grade weapons and a thirst for power. But now the president is eager to show that he can enforce some kind of law outside of Kabul. So it seems the central government is fed up with Pasha Khan. Pasha Khan is against the national interest, the rule of law, and all civilized norms of society, says General Heshrak Husseini, Karzai's deputy interior minister. The government will take action against such rebels, he says. Asked if that means imminent military action, General Husseini says only people opposed to national unity will be punished. President Karzai recently called Khan and his troops a group of bandits, and last Sunday, even former King Zahir Shah, who once supported Pasha Khan, denounced the warlord as a threat to peace and stability. In the streets of Gardez, there's nothing but contempt for the illiterate warlord, whose rockets rained down on the city in April, killing 36 people, including many women and children. 20-year-old Ashmatullah works at a local pharmacy. This time, he says, President Karzai should do more than talk.
If talk or work, the first time will be adequate. Talk will not work because it is the third time. Pasha Khan himself is a tourism because of power, he wants to kill his people. He act like a beast.
Greater Paktia is a region where tribal power still holds ultimate sway. All tribes have built a region-wide council of elders, claims Raz Muhammad Dalili, newly appointed by Kabul as Paktia's governor. The tribal council will finally end this dispute with Pasha Khan, Dalili says. But when asked about the tribal council, Pasha Khan says, I haven't heard anything about it. Besides, Khan says defiantly, I'll only talk with Karzai. We had a deal. A U.S. Special Operations camp sits directly between Pasha Khan's forces and the city of Gardez. In fact, the U.S. military was once seen as the biggest roadblock to ending the Pasha Khan dispute. Last winter and spring, U.S. Special Forces and the CIA employed some 600 of Khan's men in the hunt for al-Qaeda and Taliban in the three provinces bordering Pakistan. The unofficial line from Washington, sources say, was to protect this anti-terror ally. But Colonel Roger King, the spokesman for the U.S. military in Afghanistan, says they cut Pasha Khan loose months ago. And Colonel King says coalition forces will not get involved if Kabul takes action against him.
Well, we did have some ties with Kamal Khan, his brother, and I believe at one point with Pasha Khan himself. But we haven't had any ties with him since before he started disobeying the central government. We are kind of observing what the efforts are going to be on the part of the Afghan government. It's just not what we do right now as far as interposing ourselves on what's primarily an Afghan problem.
Back at his bomb-smashed compound, Khan looks worried when told the U.S. says it will not intervene. America should know who its true friends are, he says, with more than a hint of anger. If Karzai comes after me, tomorrow he'll have to come after the rest of the commanders, Khan says, referring to other regional warlords, largely outside Kabul's control. Then, within earshot of his nearby artillery crew, Khan warns that if Karzai attacks him, the president risks reigniting Afghanistan's civil wars. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Paktia Province, Eastern Afghanistan.